Kevin Collins, Bear Country 95.3, our benefit breakfast, our food drive for the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts continues this morning. And as usual, on Tuesday mornings, just before 8 o'clock, we have Patrick from Montague Webworks. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I am fine. And yourself?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by this morning. Food drive, benefit breakfast for the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts.
Come on down if you haven't. Please bring something for the Food Bank.
And right, we have a breakfast waiting for you. Hager Brothers Farm Market, our local Big Y here in Greenfield. McDonald's, also Dunkin' Donuts helping us out. Come on by toward the Bear Country Studios, and maybe I'll let you talk on the radio just like I let Patrick talk on the radio.
Oh, Kevin.
Well, an early happy Thanksgiving for you.
And you too, to your family as well.
Turkey Day, of course, cooking the turkey.
Turkey.
A big topic as we head towards the holiday. I understand that you have found a good spot on the web where people, if you're interested in deep frying your turkey, some good pointers there.
Well, it's a big fad that came on the scene 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm.
I remember everybody went out and ran to buy a fryolator. I had never thought of deep frying a turkey until...
Nor had I.
I had heard about it. Somebody was like, oh, it's all the rage. And then you... could see the Cabela's catalog, and there was 2 pages worth of turkey fryers.
Yep.
So, have you ever deep fried a turkey?
I have not. Myself, no.
It's a trip. It's pretty awesome. But it's extremely dangerous.
Why is it dangerous?
Because you got hot oil.
Hot oil is involved.
Which is flammable.
And flame.
With propane.
That's right. So this is why we don't do it in the house.
This is why we don't do it in the house.
Or in the garage.
Oh, no. Outside, away from structures. Need to have a fire extinguisher.
So where'd you find online where you got all these pointers for deep frying your turkey?
My favorite place online in the world to talk about food, which is thefoodnetwork.com.
Foodnetwork.com. Oh, yeah,
love
a lot of good stuff
Food Network. Alton Brown has a great show on the Food Network, which I know you're a fan of.
Good Eats.
With lots of useful information, sprinkled in with some really useless information, which is funny.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a really smart guy. And there's a little video vignette on foodnetwork.com. If you go to foodnetwork.com and type in deep fried turkey.
Yeah, take it.
There's like a 4-minute instructional video on how to safely deep fry your turkey.
Yeah, he has it all, step by step.
Step by step. Really cool stuff. you know, things like you have to brine the bird before you...
Yep, he does cover that, brining, if you've never done that before.
You've got to do a display. I never thought about doing a displacement test, putting the turkey in the fryer and then putting water in the fryer to see how much displaced fluid comes out.
Oh, so you need...
So you don't overfill the oil. So
right.
So you put just the amount in, because the last thing you want is boiling oil splattering all over yourself.
Right, that's an important measurement.
Or your
measurement.
Neighbor. Yeah. Or your really nice green lawn that will turn to black. Burns from your turkey fire.
Does he have a fire extinguisher handy?
He does.
Yeah.
Does.
I would imagine he would definitely suggest that.
5-pound fire extinguisher. Looked like a dry chemical fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Every Thanksgiving, you hear those stories about people who burn down their homes because they're deep frying their turkeys.
Yeah, they're doing it inside the garage.
Yep.
And, of course, they're probably at the same time having a few adult beverages and not paying attention to the temperature. And, and then Joey knocks over the fryolator, and it's a bad deal. So if you're going to do it, it could be a great experience, and the turkey is just to die for.
Yeah, it tastes awesome.
You have to do it the right way. Well, you're a turkey freak anyway.
Yes.
Addicted.
I'm a turkey junkie.
If I gave you the option between prime rib of roast beef and turkey, you'd take turkey?
Way to put me on the spot,
see,
Patrick.
See, I had to nail you on something.
Yeah, well, today I'll say turkey because we have the big holiday coming up.
So the other thing, too, is there's lots of stories out there about the turkey exploding.
What do you mean exploding?
Like if it's not thawed all the way.
Oh, if you use the frozen turkey. Okay.
You put the frozen turkey, you take the frozen turkey out of the bag and you throw it in the burning oil at 300 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll explode.
Yeah, in your face.
And all over you. So don't try this at home, please. Foodnetwork.com. Check out some interesting turkey preparation facts if you plan on deep frying your turkey.
Patrick from Montague Webworks right here in the Pioneer Valley. Montague Webworks, of course, not just a website service, but so much more.
We do. We do a lot. We do comprehensive marketing services for a lot of clients throughout the Valley, providing them with brand and transitional services, as well as web development and content development, advertising support and other things. So we're kind of a do-it-all shop.
Of course.
We've become that way over the last 4 or 5 years.
If you had a deep-fried turkey business, if you sold deep-fried turkeys.
We could totally help you out.
Yeah. Help you out with the website. Help you out with getting your name out there as well.
I would even take turkeys in trade.
Nice.
I love turkeys.
Well, what's the number that people should call if they
want
to get in
touch
with you?
Give us a call at 413-522-4808.
Happy Turkey Day.
Happy Turkey Day.